You look at this, the all 11 terms are according to the INCO term wise. It is mentioned here. Since the letters are minute, I am unable to read it properly. But for you, I am giving the hint. You go to the second column. First column is always, it is mentioned that from where to where the goods are moving, right? In second column to last column. Second column to last column, that is, these are, there are 11 columns. 11 columns consist of, on the top you can see EXW, FCA, FAS, FOB, CFR, CIF, CPT, CIP, DAP, DPU and DDP. That is mentioned. So, first one, EXW. And here, seller or buyer are the words it is mentioned here. And there is a color given. So, blue color indicates that how the seller's responsibility increases. How seller's responsibility increases. What are the type of cost he has to incur? Who will incur those costs? That is mentioned in the column below. And thereafter, those which is uncolored, which is not colored, that pertains to the buyer. That pertains to buyer. Buyer has to take, buyer or seller has to take the responsibility. So, what I, the in conclusion, what I mean to say is, the responsibility starts with EXW and ends with the DDP, that is last column. Every time one item is getting added, whenever new term you are using, that indicates the responsibility of the seller. So in first EXW, there will be responsibility of the seller, makes the good available to the buyer. And thereafter, last, if you see DDP, under DDP, the, what is colored is buyer. There, not buyer, but there, everything which is mentioned here is the responsibility of the seller. Last one, last line, it is the seller. It is seller's responsibility. So first column, first line, last column, last line, seller is mentioned. It indicates that everything will be borne in last line, everything will be borne by the seller. And first line indicates that everything, all expenses will be borne by buyer. This is in short the terminologies under what you call as Incoterm 2020 is used. Now, the functional segmentation of Incoterms. This functional segmentation is especially relevant for contract drafting, financial risk evaluation, letter of credit structuring and custom documentation. So each of these functions has relevant terms. So shipment from seller to factory, then EXW or FCA term can be used. Shipment to the named terminal, you can use the term CPT, CIP or DAP. Shipment to the named terminal, you can use the term DPU. Delivered with all the duties paid, it is DDP. And delivered at port, you can use the terms FAS, FOB, CFR or CIF, depending upon the mode of transport. Now, mode compatibility table, the same is in case of sea, land, air or multimodal. Which term is to be used in what kind of transport? In what kind of transport is mentioned? It is mentioned here. So, you can see the first seven that can be used for sea, land, air and multimodal transport. And next four can be used only for land, air and multimodal. Land, air and multimodal. Remaining is used for sea, land, air, multimodal. So first seven, and for the sea, if it is there, then entire for the sea, you can use any of these terms. Land, you can use only for the seven, land, air and multimodal, next seven terms, first seven terms, and next four terms you can use only for the purpose of land and air. So, relevance to Indian trade practices. In Indian trade ecosystem, FOB and CIF are commonly used for the sea shipment. FCA is increasingly used with the containerized cargo for letter of credit compliance. DDP and DAP are preferred by the foreign buyers for smoother customer clearance. And DPE is gaining the traction in infrastructure projects requiring the indirect delivery to sites. The Indian Customs, DGFT and logistic providers encourages use of appropriate Incoterms to avoid the disputes and reduce the compliance risk. Now, legal and contractual role in trade of Incoterm 2020. In international trade, if you see, the contract serves as a foundation for all the commercial transactions. Okay, and Incoterm 2020 rule is published by International Chamber of Commerce, play a pivotal role in defining the rights and obligations of the buyers and sellers within these contracts. But understanding the Incoterms is not only standalone contract. They are contractual tools and that must be explicitly incorporated into the broader sales agreement to have the legal effect. Nature of Incoterms as a legal instrument. Voluntary framework. Incoterm is a voluntary framework and depending upon the acceptance of each party. Then this is not governing the entire contract. The only governs a specific element like delivery, transfer of risk, cost allocation, insurance and documentation. This is not a payment term, dispute resolution or quality goods. Then it is an interpretation tool. Incoterm is an interpretation tool. It interprets or they indicates who is to bear what. They act as a standardized interpretation tool to avoid the ambiguity across the different legal systems and trade practices. Then contractual component supported by the Incoterms. Which contractual components are supported by the Incoterms? The Incoterm primarily influences some of the clauses like delivery term, risk and title, insurance requirement, shipping and carriage, and export-import clearance. Only these type of terms that will be there, only the Incoterm 2020 plays a very vital role. Then legal status under Indian and international law. In India, while Incoterms are not codified under Indian statute, they are recognized in contract or contract law and trade jurisprudence as industry standard and incorporated into agreement. Internationally, these terms are accepted globally, including under United States Convention contract, Uniform Customs from Documentary Credit, they are included into it. Then importance for dispute avoidance and resolution. It reduces the ambiguity. These terms reduces the ambiguity because clear allocation of the role prevents the dispute over the freight, damage and the custom issues. Now, court arbitration recognition. When the disputes arises, court and arbitral tribunal, they often interpret the delivery obligation through the lens of the applicable Incoterms rule. That is why these terms are very, very important. Now, this is also evidence in legal proceedings and the inclusion of Incoterms with EAR can serve as a critical piece of evidence in determining the liability. Incoterm 2002 uses the best practices in contract drafting with contract drafting. The legal validity and enforceability always include the exact Incoterms, abbreviation, destination and version, like DAP Mumbai or Incoterms as per Incoterms 2020. Then combined Incoterms. Combined Incoterms means with a well-drafted sales agreement covering other aspects like payment term, dispute resolution, governing law and force majeure. Ensure all parties including the custom broker and transporters and insurance are aligned with the contractual term use. Now, Incoterms and the trade finance. What is the relation? The integration of Incoterms 2020 with the trade finance instruments is cornerstone of efficient and secure international trade. These standard delivery terms directly affect the structuring, documentation, and execution of key financial tools such as letter of credit, bill of collection, trade credit insurance, etc. The proper alignment of the Incoterm with the trade finance ensures that all the parties like exporters, importers, bank and insurers have a common understanding of obligation, risk transfer point and payment triggers. This is facilitated by Incoterm 2020. Now, alignment with the letter of credit. Definitely, the LC often require transport documentation like bill of lading or airway bill, and that must match with the Incoterms in the sales contract. For example, if FCA Incoterm under Incoterm 2020 now allows a provision where the buyer can instruct the carrier to issue an onboard bill of lading, which is a crucial when LC term mandates such documents. LC mein kya likha hai? What is mentioned in LC? It is FCA. Whereas what LC demands? LC demand FOB, that is free on board. That contradicts the terms. So there should be always alignment with the letter of credit and the Incoterms. So Incoterm influences how banks verify the documentary compliance, especially regarding the shipment date, point of delivery and proof of transport. Now, risk management in financing banks. The choice of Incoterm affects the risk assessment by banks also. Under CIF and CIP, the seller is obliged to procure the insurance and reducing the exposure for the banks. Okay? Because bank cannot finance for insurance and freight. They will take into consideration only the cost of the goods. Under EXW, and FCA, the buyer bears the most of the risk, which may affect the bank lending decision. The clear Incoterm use allows the banks to better determine the credit worthiness and financing terms. The role of bill discounting and collection. For documentary collection, that is DA or DP, Incoterms such as CFR or CIF defines when and where the title of the goods are transferred, which is critical for deciding when the payment is becoming due. In bill discounting, with site or usance bill, the delivery term affects the timing of the cash flow and the bank's exposure. Now, insurance. Insurance in trade finance product often requires the insurance coverage, which is aligned with the Incoterms used. CIF requires minimum insurance, that is clause C, and CIP requires maximum insurance claim, that is clause A, unless it is stated otherwise. Trade credit insurance offered by the agencies like ECGC also considers the risk allocation defined by the Incoterms. Now, regulatory and compliance consideration in India. Indian banks follow RBI as well as the FEMA norms, which necessitates the proper documentation and alignment of the Incoterms for realization of the export proceeds, for advance remittances, reporting under EDPMS and IDPMS, and trade documents which is supported by the Incoterms must align with UCP 600, URC 522 and custom valuation practices. Incoterms selection and its implications. The choice of using appropriate Incoterms 2020 is a critical strategic and operational decision in international trade, because it directly influences the allocation of the cost, transfer of the risk, responsibility of the party, and the legal interpretation of the sales contract. An unsuitable Incoterm can lead to the cost overrun, logistical dispute, custom complications, or even payment failure, especially when the trade finance instruments like letter of credit are involved into it. The commercial implication consists of cost allocation. Cost allocation, as we have seen just now, then pricing strategy, then seller must build a logistic and risk cost into their pricing depending upon the whether they choose EXW, FOB, DDP, etc. And competitive advantage is that, competitive advantage as far as commercial implication is concerned, using the buyer preferred term, DAP or DDP, can improve the market acceptance, while terms like EXW can reduce the seller's burden. Now, risk transfer and liability. Incoterms determines the point at which the risk transfers from seller to buyer. FOB, risk passes when the goods are loaded on the vessel. That is free on board. Seller has brought the goods and placed on the deck of the board, deck of the ship. Then it is free on board. Seller's responsibility is over. Thereafter, responsibility of the buyer starts. Now, in case of CIP, what are the cost insurance and cost insurance paid? Risk passes earlier through the seller provide, though the seller provides insurance coverage too. So the misunderstanding the risk points can lead to insurance disputes or denial of the claims in case of cargo damage. Now, trade finance and documentation. Bank rely on the Incoterms to verify the shipment and delivery obligation when processing the LC or collections. Okay, then incorrect Incoterm used can result into non-compliance with the LC terms, which is leading to non-payment. For example, if use of FCA is preferred in container shipment for the smoother document in handling under UCP 600. Now, legal and regulatory consequences. If Incoterms are not clearly specified, they may be misinterpreted and unenforceable. A complete term should read FOB Nhava Sheva Port Incoterm 2020. Likewise, it should be mentioned. In India, trade contract must comply with RBI FEMA customs regulation, and clear Incoterm selection supports the documentation for EDPMS, IDPMS and GST compliance. Now, logistic and the customs impact. Incoterms affects who clears the goods for export or import, who handles the documentation, and the responsibility of the damage and detention. For example, under DDP, the seller bears the full responsibility for the customs duties, GST and delivery within the buyer's country. Commonly used Incoterms in Indian context. India's foreign trade ecosystem governed by the multiple stakeholders, including exporter, importer, custom authorities, banks, and logistic services. And often it relies on the specific Incoterm based on the type of good or nature of goods and transport modes and regulatory requirement. While all the Incoterms 2020 are globally applicable, certain terms have emerged as more prevalent in Indian trade practices shaped by the legal, financial and logistic consideration. FOB, primary used in export, sea freight, right? That we have seen. Number two, CIF, cost, insurance and freight. Sailor forward, sailor favored term for export. So, cost, insurance and freight will be borne by the sailor. Number three, EXW, Ex Works, which is buyer specific and it is controlled transaction. That is, buyer has to bear all the expenses and sailor only make available the goods in his place. Under FCA, free carrier, it is increasingly popular for the containerized shipment. Containerized shipment. Its advantage that it complies well with Indian banking norms and containers handling logistic. DAP and DDP means the delivered at place and delivered duty paid. It is importer friendly term. So, importer means everything is to be borne by the sailor only. Importer only receives the goods and he will make the payment of the goods. That's all. Then CPT and CIP. This is carried paid to and carriage and insurance paid to. This is found in very high value, time sensitive Indian exports like pharmaceuticals and electronics. Because here sailor handles the freight and insurance under CIP till the destination, but risk transfer at origin only. Then common pitfalls and misunderstandings or misconceptions. Despite being globally standardized, Incoterm 2020 are misunderstood or misapplied in trade contracts, leading to the legal dispute, financial losses and compliance issue. For Indian exporters, importers and trade financial professionals, awareness of these common pitfalls is essential to ensure the effective contract execution and risk mitigation. Common pitfalls, number one, assuming the Incoterms cover the entire contract. Okay? Always combine the Incoterms with the well-drafted sale agreement. Second, omitting the named place or port. An Incoterm is incomplete without specifying the place or port. That is, for example, FOB alone is insufficient. So what is to be mentioned? FOB Nava Sheva Incoterm 2020. This is the way how it should be mentioned. And what is incorrect? Incorrect is FOB incorrect, FOB Incoterms 2020. So place is very important here. Now using the wrong Incoterm for the mode of transport. Some Incoterms are limited to the sea and inland waterways. Okay? So, the transport like FOB, CFR and CIF, but are wrongly applied to the air multimodal transport also. So, wrong use of FOB Mumbai Airport or FOB is not meant for the air transport. The correct use is FCA or CIP for air and multimodal shipment. Now, ignoring the transfer of risk timing. Many business mistakenly assumes that the party who pays the freight also bears the transporter's risk. In Incoterms, cost of the risk do not always transfer at the same point. For example, under CIF, the sailor pays freight and insurance. But risk of the transfer at the port of the shipment is not destination. It is at the beginning only. Now, misunderstanding the sailor's insurance obligation. CIF and CIP, these are the two terms where sailor must procure the insurance. But the level of coverage is different. CIF means minimum cover and CIP means higher cover. Now, pitfall is that not negotiating the additional insurance coverage can expose the buyer to underinsurance. Now, failing to align failing to align the Incoterm with the payment instruments. Incorrect or inconsistent Incoterms used in letter of credit can lead to the discrepancies and non-payment by the banks. So what is solution? Solution is match the LC clauses with the chosen Incoterm obligation and documentation requirement. Now, overlooking the local legal and regulatory impact, in India, Incoterm must be applied in accordance with the RBI, FEMA, GST and custom regulation. Misuse of the terms like EXW can conflict with the export clearance responsibility under Indian laws. So friends, here is the conclusion of the Incoterms 2020, which terms are very, very important as far as the trade finance are concerned. Any kind of trade which requires these terms are invariably used to be used. So thank you very much.